Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Peg. I'd like
hey,
to welcome you and everyone else to Eat Me, the probably one of the strangest podcasts you'll find here on planet Earth. Hey, boy, do we have a big announcement for all our glorious listeners, though.
Yeah.
Our leader, Don Guy, will be back with us next week.
Don Guy.
That's right. The man, the legend, Don Guy, will return to Eat Me next week. And I can return to my normal duties of eating crappy food and talking about it.
Yeah, we missed Don. That's going to be so fun to see him. He's got such a great sense of humor. He keeps everything really kind of spicy all the time.
He does.
I wish him luck, and I hope he's feeling good. He's awesome.
Yeah. Well, like I say, hopefully he's here soon. So did you do anything interesting this week? I know you've had some really bad luck lately.
Well, I guess it was interesting, but it was kind of I did have some kind of bad luck. First of all, my little dog passed away. He was 93 years old in dog years, so I guess he kind of earned a break. So he crossed the Rainbow Bridge on Friday, and then on Saturday I got in a car accident and totaled my car. So my little Jeep is no longer with me. And I got a letter from my doctor's office saying that she was retiring, and she's been my doctor for like 30 years, so it was really kind of a downer.
Well, I'll say this, Peg. Don't waste your money on a lottery ticket.
Oh, did you?
No, you're just having bad luck. You are not going to win.
Actually, somebody gave me a lottery ticket for my birthday, and I did win $2, but that's really not a big win, but better than nothing, I guess.
Pays for the ticket.
Yeah, well, I think I've had my run of bad luck now, and it's all going to be good from here on in. Cross my fingers.
Let's hope so. I went and got my, I get two physicals a year, one done today. Obviously waiting on the blood work, et cetera, but I did great on my cognitive test and everything. You know, I've got had that stroke, and I've developed aphasia from it, but I still ranked in the 98th percentile, so.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I'm going to be okay for another year.
Yeah, you've got a sharp brain. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. Hope not.
I tell Stacy all the time, you know, I used to be smart, but that stroke took some out of me. I used to always think, you know, probably a little bit arrogantly, that I was the smartest guy in the room 90% of the time. Now I tease her and say, now I only think it's 75% of the time. Actually,
I bet it's more than that.
My brain was just wired for mathematics. I used to tease me at work because, you know, everybody else would be using their TA calculators. I'm like, give me a piece of paper. I just jot it down faster than they could type it up. But those days are long past. I did eat something really crappy for the show this week.
What?
We moved from historic old Speedway in the west side near the Indianapolis 500 track. And I moved up to the Beverly Hills of Indiana, Carmel, Indiana. So as we're moving back in the back of one of my places where I keep my protein powders, drinks, bars, et cetera, and protein cookies, I might add, I found those little papery, waxy cardboard things that contained a protein drink that I really liked, but I hadn't seen them for a while, so I assumed they were no longer in business. I really liked this one because the protein punch per calorie is just out of sight. 40 grams of protein for 160 calories. Can't beat that with a stick. And it's my favorite flavor, vanilla. So I decided I was going to drink it. I thought, you know, I better check the date on this, Peg. It was about 3 months short of being expired for 3 years. So I shook it up really well, opened it, It was good and chunky and thick. It smelled okay, so I took a big swig out of it. It was like, the texture was like cottage cheese that had gone bad, big lumps in it and stuff. But it still tasted good, so I drank it. And that was almost a week ago, so no ill effects. They haven't died, so it must have been okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's
so my usual disclaimer.
A long time. Like 20s, last for like 100 years? So
they don't at my house.
Packaged
they
tightly.
Packaged Saturday. Let me throw my standard disclaimer out there. Because I eat terribly and eat horribly expired foods, I don't recommend you do it. But if you've got the gut for it, have at it. That's all I got to say.
Pretty well on that stuff.
Yeah. I feel really bad, Peg, about I can't help Stacy move because of my back. You know, I've talked about before, I'm getting a fusion in two places. I'm down to 39 days till the surgery.
Oh,
can't
my
wait.
Gosh.
And I can't lift more than 20 to 25 pounds. That's all, all I can take pain-wise. And unfortunately, I'm losing strength in my right leg. I've fallen twice because of it. One, though, I blame on tripping over Hank the wiener dog. That's a problem with wiener dogs when it's nighttime. They're so low to the ground, and if the lights are all off, you don't see them. It's because I felt him, run across in front of me. I did not want to, I'm a pretty good-sized guy. I'm about 255 pounds. I did not want to fall on my little wiener dog and crush it, so I unfortunately fell, hit the floor.
Oh, my
wiener dog was okay. Speaking of food tie-ins, I took Hank. I take all my wiener dogs to see the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. I took Hank this weekend.
How cool. Was that like traveling through Indianapolis, the Wiener Mobile?
That was
called
Central Indiana, yeah. I assume it was following most of the major cities who were in the path of totality. Because I checked the other area, and it was all, kind of followed it through Indiana. But, yeah, it was great. Every wiener dog I've ever had been to the Wiener Mobile. So, although, I have to say, no free hot dogs this time.
No free hot dogs?
Nope. People get free hot dogs as they used to. However, I did notice that all the locations that the Wiener Mobile was at Meyer throughout Central Indiana. And when I went to get my favorite turkey dogs, they're 45 calories each and 7 grams of protein, they were replaced by Oscar Mayer turkey dogs that are 100 calories each and only 6 grams of protein.
Did you mention that to the Oscar Mayer people?
No, I mean, they're better. It's just... I like those ballpark ones I used to eat because, like I say, I love eating hot dogs. I had a recruit tell me once I was the hot dog eatingest person he'd ever seen in my life because I eat hot dogs every day. I'm sure Ray, we haven't heard from Ray, so I'm sure if Ray's deceased, he's rolling over in the Undertaker home.
I hope he didn't die of a bad hot dog.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Those New York hot dogs sound disgusting.
Yeah. Hoping Captain Jet would contact us, now that John's coming back, maybe we can get the captain back.
Oh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We need to hear more stories about people getting sliced up on the lab.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a recipe this week for deep fried cicadas. There's going to be a casada.
Yeah.
I can't even say it. Casada. I can talk about it.
Are you going to eat it, Peg? Are you going to try it?
I don't know. I think I'd let somebody else try it. But maybe you could sneak it in something and you wouldn't notice what it was.
Yeah, maybe like dip them in chocolate or something.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we're up to 200 people now.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Thank every one of you.
Yeah,
thank every
sure.
one of them. know I'm not a huge sports guy, but we have some sports to talk about here in Indiana.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, we were in the championship. Indiana team was in the championship game of the NIT and the NCAA. Unfortunately, we came up a little short in the NIT, kind of blew that one, and then just got beat out of us in the NCAA. Purdue did have one heck of a season, and that Zach Edney kid is just amazing in college basketball. Peg, he was player of the year twice in a row.
Wow.
And he still has a year of eligibility left, so he could have been the only three-time player of the year ever. But he chose to go into the NBA draft. I'm curious to see how well he does. He's a very large kid. He's 7'4" and about 325 pounds, but
wow,
he doesn't run extremely well. Yeah, he's giant. And I've got a 6'10 cousin, so I can't imagine somebody 6 inches taller than him.
Yeah, that's a huge guy. And 350 pounds, wow, you wouldn't want him to fall on you, that's for sure. Huh.
Well, and the sad thing about the NIT is with this transfer portal, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, Peg. Basically, college players can go anywhere they want now, switch teams every year. So Indiana State, you know, the nobody team.
Hey, you know what, Eli? John's here. And I just got
a
message from Mark to let him in. So cool. That was so exciting.
Well, you know. Anything I would say would be not be anything on par with what John can do. John, introduce yourself, my friend.
I'm calling from the emergency room in Surprise, Arizona, but they're going to transfer me to a hospital bed in Mesa on the other side of the universe. And supposedly it's got great food.
Oh, good.
You know,
I hope so.
The last three or four times I've had surgery, the hospital food's been great.
Yeah. I don't go into the hospital all that often, but I will be spending the night in good old Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, boy. My brother lives over in that area, doesn't he? He lives in Gold Canyon, I think. Is that by Mesa? About a little ways out, probably.
It's okay. It's on the way. Why not? Yeah. Everything is on the way to somewhere.
That's a good point.
That's a way to look at it.
Yeah. You need to be looking optimistically at things. I'm sitting here in an emergency room, and I had fallen a week ago, and apparently infections set in.
Oh no!
Which is not a good thing, because my right arm sort of blew up to twice its normal size, and it started profusely leaking fluid. And so I went back to the emergency room, and they went, I think we're going to keep you this time. So they're going to hook me up to all sorts of antibiotics, and I'm going to pick out my favorite foods from their menu, and we will have a compromise. They can poke into my veins as long as they let me eat their food.
Well, hopefully they've got spam, John.
Spam?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, be still, my brain. Oh, my God. Have you ever had the bacon-flavored Spam, Eli? Well, I saw at my favorite food-getting place, the dented can, expired by a couple of years, bacon flavored Spam. And I'm thinking, sure, why not? I should get one of those.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm going to be in and out of the hospital now that I'm an old person. The only person, and I note this, the only person I know who's older than I am is Ray. I'm pretty sure.
And where is Ray?
Where is the captain? Oh.
You've both been AWOL, so we found you looking for Ray.
There
yeah.
you go. Close enough.
Hey, John, I got a big news story for you.
Okay.
No, we're both native West Virginians, and
yes.
the things that are very prominent in the West Virginia world are biscuits and guns.
Uh-huh.
There's a magazine, and I'm not making this up, called Garden and Gun Magazine. And for the past month, they've been running a contest for the South Best Biscuit. Like,
it's like
a
magazine.
Like a March Madness bracket thing. Guess who won?
Who?
Hooters Biscuit World.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that is. Those are my my visions of the pearly gates.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
I,
Hooters Biscuit World on one side and Bucky's on the other.
Gino's Pizza and Spaghetti.
Oh, that's
nice. I gotta have those Bucky cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, that's yummy.
I'll be dead, so being diabetic won't matter anymore, John.
No, no. That's the trick. The trick is to get out with one good meal, you know, behind you. You've got to space it out so that you can figure out when you're going to go comatose, and the meal right before that has got to be spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I've a few times on Fat Kid Saturday, I've eaten the wrong stuff, too much of it. And I told Stacy, I've got to go lay down. I always wonder, am I really going to go into a coma or am I just going to fall asleep?
Yeah. Yeah. But at least you've got that good meal behind you.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, if you're going to go out in style.
I say eat desserts, and you'd have a sugar high, and then you'd be feeling even better.
Yeah.
I really misbehave on Fat Kid Saturday. As soon as I let the dogs out and the potty myself, I head straight to my snack drawer and break out a Little Debbie, giant-sized Little Debbie honey bun, the iced one. So I eat that and drink coffee with it. And I go out to breakfast and eat, usually pancakes, sausage and gravy, biscuits. Come home, do some stuff around the house. Then I go out to lunch, usually at a buffet. I went to a Chinese one the other day, last Saturday, and I did eat too much. I had to come home and take a shot. And I ate some really nasty snack food in the afternoons, you know, a bunch of stuff I shouldn't eat. And bless Stacy's heart, she brought me a lemon cream pie, key lime pie this past week to further try to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Something worse for dinner. So I always feel like crap on Sunday, but it's worth it. I ate good 6 days a week, so Fat Kid Saturday is like for me.
I've got a sports story for you.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
So I've been helping this professional indoor football team by phone from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They had a game this past weekend in Harrisburg, PA. So they went out and they bought themselves a bus. The bus made it all the way to Valparaiso, Indiana. Broke
wow.
down and sat by the side of the road for 3.5 hours.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Eli knows about these things.
Peg, we took initiative. We pushed our bus to the top of this hill in Pennsylvania and just let it
yep.
roll down. We got the ride
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do, I guess.
They pushed
all the
a bus.
The linebackers were pushing. All the wide receivers and D-backs, you know, the wussies, they were standing around looking, giving directions.
And where was I, Eli?
Don, you were probably the ringleader.
I was still on the bus.
Yeah, that's why I say you were the ringleader. Everybody has to have a ringleader.
That's right. Yeah, we broke down on the way to Baltimore.
Did you say they were
Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids, okay. Because if it was Sioux Falls, they have the best logo I've ever seen on a hockey uniform.
Oh, really?
They are the fighting wiener dogs.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah, they got a wiener dog holding a hockey stick just making a growly face.
And you'll
no.
like El Paso, Texas. Their baseball team are the Chihuahuas.
Oh, man.
Snappy
you
little
all
team, huh?
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's excited.
Well,
yeah.
They always have the Golden Gophers to go to for Minnesota, which I think is so strange. But
no.
they're...
What was Bemidji?
Bemidji?
Yeah, what are they?
I got to think about that.
I don't remember. Huh. I'm going to have to cut this short, guys.
I'm going to have to hand
you back. Well, I'm in the ER, and an ambulance is coming to take me to Mesa. And so I will be available next week for the whole show.
Right on, John.
Okay.
On, John.
We're
all righty. There you go.
Fun.
Bye.
Keep those people on their toes. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Oh,
how about that, Peggy?
That was so exciting. Oh, John.
It was.
That's so cool. I bet he'll have stories to tell about what it was like in Mesa. Hope he gets cute nurses.
I'll be talking about the nurses and the food and nothing else. I wouldn't be worrying about anything else. You know,
yeah,
I don't know what it is, but nurses are hot. Although.
They are. Well, yeah, they help you, so that makes them extra special,
yeah.
I think.
Well, I wish they had, like, those 40s and 50s nurses' outfits, though, with the little hats and the hose with the seam up the back.
Yeah, that's too bad they don't have those
not
anymore.
Not to sexualize them or anything, Peg.
So
but they just look hot in those. They look hot in those.
It's like a guy in a uniform always looks kind of hot. That's true.
I'll send you some pictures, Peg.
Okay. Oh, no, don't get me going.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing I do that's you don't see a lot anymore, Stacy, and I've cut my suits in half. I only have like four, you know, not half, but I got rid of half of them when we moved. I still have 14 suits. I love to wear suits.
Really? 14?
And you just don't see people suit in suits anymore very often.
I think,
so
yeah,
about
looks
once a month,
though.
I tell Stacy, we're going somewhere where I need to wear a suit.
I just love Stacy. You know, when I was so upset about my neighbor deciding to cut down the oak tree so there's no shade in my backyard, she came forward and she had suggestions for how to put up sunshades and how to deal with it. And it was just such a nice thing. She's an awesome person.
Well, you know, I always tell people not only did I marry much younger, I also moved up socially. Her business she owned here in Carmel. She puts the high-end shutters and shades and stuff in homes, big homes. I've been with her a couple times. We've done the Colts quarterbacks' houses and stuff. You know, nothing like walking in a $4 million plus house and looking around, and Stacy's like, don't break anything. Because I'm like a bull in a trench.
The note she sent me said something about look for girlwithasledhammer.com to put the stakes in for the shades, you know, the sun shades outside. I don't know about me and a sledgehammer. Haven't tried that one. Hey, we're up to 301 listeners.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Yeah, there's not much of you, Peg. You'd have trouble swinging a sledgehammer.
I'm afraid I'd tip over, actually. I don't know. Maybe I could do it. I just worked out, so I don't know how many pounds a sledgehammer is, but.
At least 10.
I can work up to it.
Yeah, there you go. Just start with like a mallet and work your way up so you can drive spikes.
Yeah. Although even better would be to get, you know, one of these young, handsome, muscle-bound guys who can come and just put it up and I can just watch and like let them
get you a lawn boy. then when you guys are all done fooling around, you can go to the nude beach.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to find a nude beach these days. It's kind of, you have to really look for it, I think.
Wow. Well, I was going to come down, but I guess I won't now.
Well, there were some the tree cutter guys had their shirts off, and they were working so hard hauling tree limbs and cutting things up, and I was just going, nice view.
Well, before Tracy got stuck with me, or Stacy got stuck with me, she was telling me about her lawn boy, and I'm like, okay. I ran him out. I ran him out of town, Peg.
You ran him right out of town, huh?
Right out of town. Grandma,
well, I would safeguard Stacy because she's a keeper. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a great girl. I take a watch. She's strong, too. Oh, my God.
That's the question I have about the girl with the
short
hammer.
Yeah, well, she could use any tool. You know, some guy was looking. We sold our old Speedway house, and we're still waiting to get everything all finalized. The inspector was out today. So this guy's like, man, you really did a great job building this. You really did a great job. I said, dude, I didn't do any of this. She did. I said, I just stand around and look and carry stuff.
Well, that's the kind of partner to have. Yeah, right.
She can even use a router. I mean, she can make anything. She's made cabinets. She made the doors in the house we're in now.
You're kidding. I should take a lesson from her. She's amazing.
She's a go-getter. The only thing that I found that she's not really good at is dealing with cars. So I do the repairs. I do everything. I like to work on cars, and I'm much better than her at it. But that's about it. Other than that, well, I treat her good, Peg. Every morning, literally every morning, I make her breakfast in bed. I make her breakfast in bed. I make dinner every night.
Wow.
I take good care of her.
You guys are so cute. That's awesome.
Well, she is. I'm just an old man with long hair. Oh, my God. Speaking of, I go in the doctor's office this morning. I'm walking down the hall with the lady who's going to do my height and weight. And one of the old physician assistants I hadn't seen for about at least a year came walking out of one of the offices. And she stopped and she goes, is that you? I'm like, yeah. She goes, he looked like old Fabio with that hair. Last time she saw me, I still had police hair. So I Googled while I was waiting on Dr. Stanton to come in. My doctor's one of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life, by the way. I Googled current Fabio. They do look like old Fabio.
Really?
You're going to have to Google old Fabio, and then then check a picture of me out, and you'll see the resemblance.
Huh. I was thinking your hair makes you look older, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Do you?
I always loved long hair on guys, but I thought it was such a weird thing when men started shaving their heads, you know? I thought that looked so strange. But then I sort of got used to that, too. Now long hair is kind of, it's not that often you see it, except folks who are
I like being a freak. I tell people all the time that ask me about it, that know me, and they, you know, they haven't seen me for the past, you know, since 2020, a year ago. I tell them, look, when I'm 68, I still got all of my hair, and it's still all brown. Why wouldn't I flaunt it?
Yeah, go for it.
Some
it's
old dude at the
hobby
store.
To a reunion. Everybody
you know,
looks.
I've never gone to one. I've never
really?
Gone to one, but now that I've got this hair, I'm thinking I might go to my 50th because I see all of my classmates and they all look, you know, bald, no hair, you know, a little bit of hair and gray. I thought, man, I should just go flaunt this hair. Wear a suit and go flaunt this hair.
Yeah, you should. You should. I was always surprised because, like, the 10th reunion, all the guys started getting kind of old-looking, you know. Their hair would – they started losing their hair, and they started looking older. And the women stayed, you know, pretty much the same, not so much of a change. But as we get on, all of us look a little different than we used to, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I got a chunkier, thicker face.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I've been trying to get to go to the gym and work out, but this week has been such a bummer. I'm not having a car. I should pick your brain about what kind of car to get.
You gonna get another Jeep or SUV?
Yeah, I want to get an SUV. I liked my Jeep. I don't have the budget to get anything really brand new. So I just need a good, solid car. After getting in that crash because a truck hit me, I really wouldn't want to be in a little car. Because if I would have been in a little car, I would have been toast. That wouldn't have been a good scene at all.
No. When my mom had her final stroke, she had to quit driving. She gave me her Scion XD. It's a little shoebox-looking thing. But it's tiny. But the crash rating on that thing is incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
And who's that? Who makes the Scion? Who's the?
Well, they were Toyotas. They were low-end Toyotas. They unfortunately were geared toward younger people, but they just didn't sell well. So. They discontinued. They absorbed a few into the Toyota line, but this little, it's ugly. It's purple. I called it the Barney Mobile. It's a little square, ugly thing. But, Peggy, it gets 38 miles a gallon. It gets 32, combined city driving. And I'm like, okay.
Wow. Yeah, that might be something to figure out.
38 to 40 miles a gallon on the highway, I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the Jeep doesn't really get good mileage in it, but I feel cool in the Jeep. That's what it is, part of it, because I feel like I'm, you know, cool.
Silver
Jeep, and it's just kind of cool, and I really miss it.
Who's extremely beautiful, looks like my oldest daughter. They could be twins. I've never known her to own anything but a Jeep. And she rides it West Virginia style. She takes it out in the field. She takes it off-road and stuff. She's a real Jeep girl.
Yeah, I think they're fun that way. They got kind of a tough – the suspension isn't as smooth.
Yeah.
Before that, I had a Honda CR-V. And I liked that car, but I kind of ran until it couldn't go anymore.
You know, my sister's been buying those things literally from the time they came out. And it's what she does. She buys one, like you said, drives it till it just won't go anymore. But she has another one that she uses to take you know, other trips on stuff, keep in good shape. The last one she retired last summer had over 400,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Wow. She got her money out of it. You know, a lot
yeah.
of people talk about, they always, you always hear this stuff, oh, they don't make cars like they used to. I look them dead in the eye. I'm a car guy. I look them dead in the eye and say, that's good. Because when I was, you know, my teens and early 20s, a car hit 100,000 miles, it was ready for the junk pile.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the car would survive the crash, but you wouldn't. Now, the car is made to crumple. You will survive a bad crash in all probability. And with the computers now and everything, if you take just minimum required care of your vehicle, there's no reason it should not last over 200,000 miles.
Really?
It shouldn't. That's... I mean, it's just my GTI, and it's 22 years old, but it's very well maintained, and I run the absolute piss out of that thing. It's a naturally aspirated V6. I've got, and like I say, running the snot out of it, it's got almost 150,000 miles on it, and I'd take it anywhere in a country peg.
Wow. I like the idea of being able to just take up, if you wanted to take off on a trip across country, to feel comfortable with being able to,
yep.
you know, feel safe in it, for sure.
Well,
I was thinking of a Subaru because they are supposed to be pretty.
I like the way Subies, and they've got some good small SUVs. I like the way Subies look.
Yeah, I kind of like that kind of blocky look. I'm looking at this farm right now, and I kind of like that look.
There's... Well, talk about blocky. Stacy bought a new Telluride last year, and I really like it. All-wheel drive. It's plenty big enough for us. I think it tows 5,000 pounds, so it tows our camper. And our four dogs enough easily.
Awesome.
I think the wiener dog standing up on my leg. Fortunately, he's just standing there, not doing anything else.
Good.
He's always trying to hump Beulah. And I'm like, hey, I know she's your stepsister, but we still don't do any humping our sisters in this house.
Thank goodness,
huh? He usually counts with, you're from West Virginia, Dad. I'm like, well, we didn't do it in my family. I can't balance the junk.
You guys must have had a great time in West Virginia. It sounds like, you know, it seems like a state that has a lot of interesting and extreme kind of things in it, you know? Interesting.
It does. It was different. You know, it was a simpler time in general, Peg, you know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those people who says, you know, we need to go back the way America was in the 50s or 60s. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not dogging America, but we don't need to go back to the 50s or 60s. It was fine if you were a suburbanite white person. But, my mom, mixed race. My dad, dark-complected immigrant. It was not always good. Don't get me wrong. Still love America, and we've made progress, and we're still making progress. But, you know, things are so much better now than people realize they are. You know, all we got to do is get the tax code under control, and a lot of things would change. You know, our tax is just beyond comprehension. You know, and I'm not one of those, all corporations are bad, all rich people are bad, but my God,
the
companies, and then they just cut and run when they're, you know, get their stuff.
Yeah, they keep their money overseas and off on some of the little Caribbean islands and stuff too, so it doesn't seem fair for the average working person.
You know, and I'm no commie or anything, but man, you see a CEO make $7 million from like Goodwill or something, you're like, oh my God.
I know, and it's absurd. And then the workers are making what, just a little bit over minimum wage, and they get grief for that.
Right.
And it still blows me away how much we have to tip now. Have you noticed that? Every place you go, Starbucks, they want 20% tip or what? I'm thinking, what? You know?
Even if they, you know, you go in these almost self-serve places and they flip that little card reader around that says tip. And I, you know, a couple of times I felt like saying, I'll give you a tip. don't eat potato chips with the finger you pick your nose with.
There you go. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They tell you exactly how much they want you to tip. If the owners of the businesses can't pay them enough,
yeah.
There's a place
where I used to live in Speedway until this month. It's called Borage. It's going to be at 16th and Lyndhurst, close to the track, busy Speedway Street. They have no tipping when they finally get it open. They're actually paying their employees a decent living wage. And, I'll pay a few more dollars for that. You know, they'll have insurance. I mean, how many restaurants do the servers and stuff have insurance? You know, that's a good business model. I hope they do well. Hey, Mark's on the way.
Hey, Mark is coming in. Yeah, 387 listeners, too. Yay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, okay, as we wrap this thing up, man, that was nice to hear from John. Looking forward to having him come. He kind of came in with the tease. He's promoting it and kind of letting the listeners know that he'll be back in.
Awesome.
And we get a good...
Yeah, what a way to wrap the show up, guys. This is one of those segments now where the last couple of minutes we can sound off. Is there anything off your mind that you want to get out to the listeners? Because I'll throw one thing out, too.
You go ahead, Mark. I've already thrown out my tax burden on us.
Peg?
I sounded off on my shipping.
Well, let me throw mine out with about 2 minutes and some change left. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, now it went from 4 million to 16 million. I kind of find it hard to believe that it would go that far up. So they've added more loot to the fire of this interpreter. It went up $12 million that Shohei Ohtani didn't know what the hell happened. Find that hard to believe. If you got that much money, you would at least know if you were down $1 million, wouldn't you guys?
I would keep an eye close on that. Yeah.
I'll tell you, when they like you, they'll figure out ways to protect you. When they don't like you, they'll figure out ways to bring you down. And, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and it's yellow, it's not a possum, it's a duck. And the whole Shohei Ohtani, the Patrick Mahomes of baseball, they should really open their eyes and let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. Just one man's opinion. Yeah. That's the way I look. Because when I look at it, what Pete Rose did, he might have bet on baseball, but that didn't take away from the 4,000 hits. Here's a guy that didn't realize he lost $4 million, then comes up and says he lost $16 million. So what do you got to believe? I think this guy, you know, will always have that dark cloud over his head because there's going to be some people that are going to question whether he knew exactly what was going on or not.
Yeah.
Sounds like he didn't. Yeah.
That's my rant. You gave your rant. Peg gave hers. Peg, we'll start it out with you. How can people get a hold of you till we reconvene with John Guy in here next week?
I tell you what, if you want to send me an email, send it to pegpalmercreative@gmail.com and just put eat me or something like that at the subject line so I know who it's from.
Yeah.
That's
Don't do
great.
Any AI photos.
Don't make me laugh.
No photos, yeah.
Eli, as we go over to you, let everybody know they can get you within 40 seconds left of this great show.
Contact me in Messenger on Facebook, Max Raisovich, Raisovich. Put something in there about eat me, not the bad kind, and I'll get back with you.
I love you guys. For Eli in Indianapolis, Peg in Florida, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, and John Guy in the emergency room somewhere in Mesa, Arizona. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same channel. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in. Safe week.
See you guys.